حضرت شیخ الحدیث محمد زکریہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ has with regards to Hafiz ibn Hajar رحمۃ اللہ علیہ via his reference حضرت عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ's statement has been narrated. So via حضرت ابن حجر رحمۃ اللہ علیہ حضرت زکریہ صاحب has narrated a statement of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, and he stated that on the platform seven things were written. So this is a very azim and beneficial and weighty statement. It will be a nasiha, it will be advice upon which to do amal, must be lazim, essential. If we want to understand and ascertain the importance of this statement, then three great individuals, Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah, who is a muhaddith great, and Hazrat Hafiz ibn Hajar, via his reference, and himself Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, this is his statement. So, the seven statements written on that tablet, that gold tablet, you can say are seven nasiha, seven pieces of advice that have been given, inscribed on that precious tablet. How important it must be. And obviously we cannot understand, but on one nasiha, the seven we cannot probably discuss. But let's discuss today one of those seven nasiha, one of those seven pieces of advice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He given us the ability to understand and to do amal. Because we have now realized the importance that such a great narration narrated by great personalities, and what a great person who gave this statement. So may Allah Ta'ala bring us onto amal. That is even the that is the best thing. So these seven nasiha, seven pieces of advice, and they have been initiated in a unique way, in a unique way. And all seven, the words that come first are these, that I am surprised at that person. I am shocked at that person. We could say this is the start for each nasiha. This is the start point for each nasiha. So this is such a statement that surprise is expressed on something when. When is surprise or dismay or shock? It's when something is done away from normality, away from the norm, away from acceptable. That when you see it, you say, oh, why is this happening? And this then goes into the definition of ta'ajjub, surprise or dismay or shock. And so if somebody or something has done something or said something which is away from normality, and then you are surprised and dismayed. For example, if we see someone or he's wearing good clothes, nice clothes, looks fine, and instead of on the road, that person is wandering around where? Somewhere. The road is there, but he's going into the mud and the dirt and the water, and he's walking through the impurity. So when we see this, we'll be surprised that this person, there's a pavement, there's a road, and he's walking, and it's a dry pavement, and he's walking into the mud, into the water, and he's going to spoil his expensive clothes. So a person is surprised, a bit shocked or taken aback when you see something that's away from them. Looks sensible, mature, got good clothes on. Or let's say there's a fire is taking place, and things are burning, and he can get away from the fire, but that person is walking towards the fire. You say, oh, this is surprising, he's going into the fire. Is he not afraid of burning? So when a person sees, you can say, abnormal actions, then we get surprised or dismayed or taken aback. So the beginning initiation of these nasiha are these, that Allah, Hazrat Uthman says, radiallahu anhu, that I'm surprised at this person. And it could be anybody doing these certain actions. It could be collectively one, two, or everybody does these actions. But it's shocking or surprising or there's dismay that a person does such amal. And then further, what did Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu say? What was he surprised at or taken aback? He said, I'm surprised at that person who knows Allah, who knows about Allah, he knows Allah. That this is, who is my Allah, who is my Rabb? And what is the greatness of Allah, the glory of Allah? And the person's aware of this, And he's aware of the azmat, the greatness of Allah, Allah's glory, Allah's supremacy, supremacy. He knows about Allah Ta'ala's deen. He knows Allah is Shafi. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives everything and provides everything. And the individual is aware and accepts that Allah is my Rabb. He is my Lord. He is the Malik of the two worlds. He is the control of the two worlds. We will be presented in front of Him for Hisab. He will account us for our deeds. It's Him we do ibadah for. He is the Ilah. He is our Rabb in front of whom we have to bow down and do sujood and prostration. This is called knowing. Alhamdulillah, everybody knows. Who is there who doesn't know about Allah? So what are we surprised about? Taken aback about? What are we dismayed about? Or shocked about? That the person knows Allah. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu is saying this. So I'm surprised that there's a person, despite knowing Allah, knowing that Allah is the greatest, the most powerful, there's no power that can compare to Allah. And he accepts and believes and he bows to Allah and he asks from Allah. He says that I see all of this, but I'm surprised that despite knowing all of this, he knows that Allah is his Rabb or her Rabb. But, he does dhikr of somebody else. Subhanallah. SubhanAllah, what a weird action. He remembers somebody else, goes to somebody else. The person knows Allah. Allah is the Khaliq and the Malik and the Raziq. But in his heart, the love is for something else or for somebody else. And Allah, the desire, the passion for someone else or something else is in that person's heart. He does dhikr of something else, remembers something else, runs after something else. So what do you realize? The person who knows doesn't really know. So Hazrat Uthman radhiyallahu anhu says, I'm surprised at this point. That this is the shocking part. That what kind of acceptance is this? Knowing that I am a person of wisdom, I've got intellect, I've got aql, I've got brains. So, but this person's walking through the mud. So how can we say that he is a person of aql? How can we accept that this person knows? This person's got shu'ur and understanding and awareness. So he stated that this is weird. This is a sad situation. The person's a ghafil of dhikr. He doesn't remember Allah. He doesn't do the dhikr of Allah. But he says that I accept Allah and I believe in Allah. This is a very big point. A very big point and a very big surprising point. For a person who says he knows Allah, subhanAllah. So this is the nasiha, that the first nasiha, the first piece of advice, that brothers, we need to accept, not just accept Allah, know Allah. We should know Allah. We should be aware of Allah. We should be close to Allah. We should show amal, that in our hearts should be Allah's remembrance. We should do dhikr of Allah at all times. We should be worried about Allah at all times. And when we have this hal, that we're always worried, and we're thinking about Allah. But when we don't remember Allah, we don't have time to do dhikr. Even a little bit of time, morning and evening, we should remember Allah. Then what? How do we know Allah? How can we say that we recognize Allah? We know His glory and supremacy and power. So this is a very big point. We need to analyze our lives and think that I haven't made a link with my Rabb. That a person who's made the link with his Rabb is that person who remembers Allah, who does his dhikr. We hope for Allah's mercy, Allah's ni'mas, Allah's grace, Allah's blessings, Allah's rewards. But we've closed the doors between us and Allah. So how can we receive all of this greatness? How will rahmah come? How will mercy come? How will the blessing come? Like the hadith I've told you. That Allah's rahmah and mercy, His ni'mah, His fadl, His gifts, His rewards, the door to all of this is the dhikr of Allah. So if we don't do the dhikr of Allah, then Allah will close the doors. So from which door will rahmah of Allah come? Think, from where will our hopes and desires be fulfilled? Where will our hajat, our desires and requests be fulfilled? So dhikr of Allah is a great action, my friends. It's a great action indeed. If we see this point, that salah, we start with dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah. When we start reading the Quran, we say alhamdulillah. We begin the Quran with alhamdulillah. Fatiha, al-Fatiha. Start salah with al-Fatiha. So what are we saying? Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to who? Allah. We are saying this ourselves. That every second I should do the dhikr of Allah. We're saying this ourselves, isn't it? That all, before we start reading the Quran, we say Allah, that we are such, that every moment, every second, we should be remembering you and your dhikr should be with us. Alhamdulillah means this. That alhamdulillah, all praise is due to you. Our whole body and mind and soul is turning to you. We remember you, Allah. We do your dhikr, O Allah. We are turning to you all the time. We are remembering you all the time. It's apparent that our biggest, you could say, example that Allah Ta'ala has put in front of us, which is our deen, who is the ruh of our deen, is the tariqah, the methodology of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His methodology, his practice. If we want to learn salah, we have to learn from Rasulullah sallam. How did he pray? How did he do sujood, prostration? How, when, ruku, bowing? Whatever ibadat we have been given, that we will learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the whole deen is like this. All of the times of salah and all of the principles and the elements and the time bounds that have been given to us are all for our benefit. And dhikr is the same. What was the habit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How did the Master of the Two Worlds teach us how to do dhikr? When to do dhikr? So let's think about that now. That if we pray salah like Rasulullah sallam, we have to do all our worship like Rasulullah sallam, our akhlaq and manners should be like his, our conduct should be like his sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah ta'ala says, remember me. So how should we learn how to remember Allah? We should remember from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he do dhikr? As Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha, upon this point, regarding this point, has told us that I will tell you the method of the dhikr of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What was his basis of remembering? How did he remember Allah? What was his style and method? So that we can learn from him, benefit from him. That we are the students, and all the awliya Allah, the mashayikh, they are all the students of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If we don't imitate him, then how can a person become pious? So this is not our opinion. This is not our choice that we do dhikr the way we want. No. It's not our choice that we do dhikr according to our tariqah. What we need to see is that the Holy Prophet, Nabi al-Kareem, merciful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how did he do dhikr of Allah? When it was salah time, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam taught us how to pray salah. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, 5 times a day. And then when we're free from salah, what do we do? In the same way, all of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam's habits, Sharifa methods, Sunnah practices, daily life practices, whatever he did, how did he do it? When did he do it? Whenever it was the time for ibadah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do ibadah. He would worship allotted times for things. So the life in between, that a person has a long life and time. So what was the ibadat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So as Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha presents hadith, which means this, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would be always busy in doing some ibadah according to its time and beneficial time. But the dhikr of Allah, with regards to the dhikr of Allah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, how did he do this ibadah? Subhanallah. For this there was no time bound, there was no binding time. There was no allotted time, no time range. That was salah, you've prayed salah, that's it, end of salah, don't need to do any more. So with regards to dhikr, that was his regular practice, as Aisha Sadiqa said. The meaning is that every second the Prophet ﷺ was immersed in the dhikr of Allah. Remembering Allah all the time. All the time, every second, every moment, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his heart was paying attention, focusing on Allah. There was no time frame for dhikr, that leave it now. Don't do dhikr anymore now. I don't need to remember Ali anymore now. I've done it now. I'm free from dhikr now. Kullu. All the hours from morning till evening, even the time of sleeping, was spent in the dhikr of Allah. Now, this dhikr, this sunnah has come in front of us about the dhikr of Allah. So what we need to do is that if we want to instill barakat into our lives and strengthen our ties with Allah, and we want to do the ibadat, all the worship deeds, just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us and showed us, then we will need to bring dhikr into our lives, and then we will get the impact of the dhikr of Allah. What a big gap we have at the moment in our lives, and we are surprised. And Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu is put in surprise. I am surprised that person who knows Allah, knows about Allah, who is his creator, but he's doing dhikr of somebody else. Remembering somebody else. There's no dhikr in this person's life. So what link does this person have with Allah? Rather, the hukum is coming, the order is coming. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tariqah sharifah, his tariqah mubarak, is what? That every moment in time he was busy in the dhikr of Allah. Even when Rasulullah sallam was going to sleep, his qalb, his heart would do the dhikr of Allah. It would remember Allah. So when a person makes a strong link with Allah like this, subhanallah, glory be to Allah, then there's no need to tell that person to do dhikr, because he will have the value of Allah's rahmah, grace, mercy and barakah. Then at the time of death, he will have a very good time. And that person will have ease in the grave. And on the day of Hashr, rewards will be given to that person. And in Jannah, paradise, you'll get high maqam. So this is a nasiha, my friends, that we need to not be negligent with regards to the dhikr of Allah. Ghaflat, the ghafil in this world. On top, this is the top of the list, the ghafil. This is the top of the list with regards to the behavior of a man. Because shaitan's biggest mission is to make the human being ghafil. Salah time comes, you cannot pray salah. The person of iman cannot leave salah. What makes us leave salah? Ghafil insan. The ghaflat, the state of negligence. What makes us leave salah? Negligence. Disregard. And the sleep that overpowers a man. Allah's given man capacity and ability. That if he wants that 2 hours, 1.5 hours is enough to fulfill the sleep. For example, you've just passed through that phase, that 20 tarakat tarawih, after doing the dhikr of Allah, going home. Tell me, was it time to sleep at that time? Was there time? No. And then when we used to come for Fajr, tell me, was there hardship at that time? No, after Fajr, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Mulana used to come from other countries. Mulanas would come and give bayanat and speeches. People would speak in those bayans. And people would sit and listen to those bayans. And Allah has given us the ability that if we turn our attention to Allah, the human being, then in a couple of hours or a little bit of time, the sleep is fulfilled. There's no need that insan says, oh, I need 12 hours sleep. So this point here, that insan, the human being, what stops us from the ibadat of Allah, the faraid, the biggest top of the list, the issue, the biggest ibadah is what? Salah. Salah is at the top of the list, isn't it? That Allah Ta'ala says, Salah, what makes us far from Salah? It is the enemy of man, which is Shaitan, who instills the ghaflat, the negligence into man's life. Even maybe worse than Shaitan is this enemy. So the act of negligence, or you can say ignorance, is what makes a person not do the dhikr of Allah, not remember them. When we open our eyes, we say, oh, such great rewards for dhikr, and I wasted my time in my life and I never remembered Allah. So if the maqam here is that not for a second should a person of iman, should a mu'min leave Allah's remembrance, we should fulfill the faraid, the compulsory deeds, we have to do all of the actions of the world, live in the world, transactions, and our busy schedules. But Allah Ta'ala says, doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, even if you're sleeping for rest at that time, even Allah says, you should remember me and pass through the face. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. This is the meaning. Standing, sitting, lying down. So this is the point. What is that dhikr with regards to which we have been given the hukm, the order, and Rasulullah ﷺ used to exhort the believers? It's the dhikr of Allah. Allah's dhikr. What is the tariqah? The method that we should be dhakir all the time, even if we're sleeping with dhakir. And what is the tariqah, the methodology? That our hearts we should make dhakir. Our hearts we should make dhakir. And for this, we need to make some effort. We need to have determination, a bit of courage, a bit of physical effort. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala says, for a good result, you need to put effort. You need to make effort. We're not the people who learned Quran when before we were born, and tajweed verse, we'll learn the qaidah, alif ba, we'll go to the ustad, learn tajweed, after that we'll read Quran. Then a person, how many times? 5 khatam, 6 khatam, 10 khatam, 9 khatam. People do this, don't they? So the first thing we have to see is the foundation. Before that we didn't know anything. Now we're reading Quran upon Quran upon Quran. In the same way, if we don't do dhikr today, or if we're not doing dhikr today, we're negligent, we're asleep, the heart is asleep in the day we don't do dhikr, whenever, it's because we are not putting our strides toward dhikr. If we say today to ourselves that I want to make my heart a dhikr, then alhamdulillah, the heart will become a dhikr. It will. It's not some big point. It's not some big achievement. When the heart is a dhikr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will be included amongst those people who do dhikr kathira. And we'll get those rewards in this world, and thereafter we'll get the goodness and the blessings that a person attains through doing the dhikr of Allah. So is this a small thing? Is this a minor matter? No. I'm reading Quran 9 times, 10 times I read. Why should I do dhikr? That in this age, take the qaidah, have courage, make a plan, and try, and Allah Ta'ala will deliver you to success. Have trust in Allah and start the work of the deen. And maybe it's a very difficult task of the deen that you want to do, but Allah Ta'ala says, nothing's hard, I'll make it easy. Allah Ta'ala says, you're coming towards me, you want to learn my deen. And if you see, and people in their older age, they become hafiz of Quran. I can give you various examples. They became a habit or desire, and they were the final phase of their life. They want to become hafiz, and they sat down and started. Allah made them hafiz. That, but we don't have the determination. So if we want today, this is such a big hadith, has reached to us, arrived to us, mustanad, and this statement of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, that you're wasting your time and the whole world is surprised at you, that what kind of human being are you? You eat what your Lord gives you, you drink what your Lord gives you, and you ask from your Lord, but you've closed the door between you and Allah because you don't remember Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you the basis for remembering me, that there's no specific time that if you don't remember me, you can't remember me after that. So what man or woman is that that doesn't want to have a link with Allah? If we want barakat in our rizq, in our home, in our family, or do we have a different God? Do we have a different Lord that we have left the dhikr of Allah? If we have one Lord, one Rabb, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we believe in Allah and we're sincere, then at least we should make a connection with Allah. That Allah ta'ala says, due to this connection, I'll open the doors for you. فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah says, remember me and I will open the doors of my mercy for you. This is Qur'an. So for this, what do we need to do? Okay, maybe it's difficult, but at least we should move ourselves and make our hearts and do dhikr of Allah and do this ma'mool and these habits. Should we do this or not, my friends? Of course. It's not that we're speaking for other people's benefit, for other people's benefit, for our own benefit. So a bit of struggle, a bit of striving, effort, you sit down. All you have to do is sit down. You have to rest. When you go to read Quran, the ustad, the teacher says, come in the evening, 5 to 7, I will teach you Quran. In the day, they give us 2 hours, we give them 2 hours in the class, and they teach us Quran, and a person learns in the same way. It's not that we shouldn't practice, we should, morning and evening, take out some time, allot some time, put it into a framework, but always consistent. Like you go to a madrasa, you go 2 days, 3 days, if you don't go for 2-3 days, Ustad will come after you, he will hit. Maybe. You say, oh, Mawlana Sahib will say that I don't know how to teach you like this. You have to come on time. Otherwise, you will never learn the Quran. So in the same way, that if you want your hearts to be alive to the dhikr of Allah, and if you want your heart to say Allah, 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 and the person that time, the individual, he needs steadfastness. 2 times, morning and evening, we need to take some time out. And we need to learn the tariqah from a friend of Allah, Waliyullah. And we say, Hazrat, please tell us, how do I bring the name of Allah into my heart so I can learn how to say Allah, 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 and bring it into my heart, and he'll tell you the tariqah and do dua for you, and alhamdulillah, your heart will start to remember Allah. So easy. Just like you learn to learn Quran, you go to an ustad, in the same way you'll go to the friend of Allah and say, I want to teach my heart how to do dhikr of Allah. And then we'll realize that, ooh, this person, he's useless. He doesn't remember Allah and he wants to create his strength with Allah. Until today I realize that such great personalities were sitting there. Such great personalities who have narrated this hadith, and look how lucky we are, fortunate we are. So I should say that I want my heart to do Allah, Allah. I want to learn how to do dhikr. Please tell me the methodology, inshallah, the teacher will tell you, and at that time the fadl of Allah will come and you will learn how to do the dhikr of Allah from your heart. And this is called making your heart alive. The shirk makes the heart alive. So have determination, my brothers. These words I'm presenting, sharing with you for this reason. This is not the time to waste. We're living lives of negligence, ignorance, we're lazy, and that person's life who is a ghafil will give him total loss in the hereafter. Just accept these hadith and accept these words, that our lives are passing through a wasteful phase without the dhikr of Allah. And there's no value of life if we don't remember Allah. But alhamdulillah, we should understand this. Start from today. Make effort. Go to an individual, a wali of Allah, and say, oh friend of Allah, please teach me how to do dhikr of Allah. And if he asks you questions, give him an example of where did you learn from. And then say, Hazrat, please teach us as well. We also want that our heart learns. Then learn the tariqah. And that person will tell you the method. Alhamdulillah, after a week, that same night whilst you're sleeping, your heart will be saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. And if this doesn't happen, then tell me. That your heart will start to remember الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. So these aren't words to just listen, it's about action. Action make niyyah, then inshallah definitely we will make our hearts a dhakir. All difficulties will go far, Allah's fazal will come, Allah's grace will come, Allah's mercy will come, and rewards will come. And what's the biggest thing that will come? What's the biggest thing that will come? Do you know what it is? The greatest, greatest result is that Allah Ta'ala's love will come to us. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala's love will come into our lives. Allah's love, muhabbat, I tell you this. And this is such a great reward that will come into our lives. That may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.